Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us. Today's program features pitbull dog lovers Tia Torres and Ben Arnold of California, USA. Ms. Torres operates the largest rescue facility for abandoned and abused pitbulls in the U.S., called the Villalobos Rescue Center, caring for as many as 200 dogs at a time. Runs Underdogs, a program in which prison parolees care for the animals, and is the star of the popular Animal Planet show, Pitbulls and Parolees. One extremely cold winter night, Ms. Torres noticed Ben Arnold, then homeless, and his two beloved pitbull mix friends in the town of Tehachapi, California.
I stopped at a gas station last winter, and just north of here, and it was full on blizzard, snowing. You know, it was absolutely freezing temperatures, and I saw this guy with a big backpack and a sleeping bag, and he was playing with his dogs off to the side, and you could tell they were part pit bull. You know, it was pretty obvious. He, you know, looked homeless. So I left and came back later that night to get something, and it was late, and by now the snow was just coming down, and it was so cold. I can't even tell you how cold it was. Wind blowing. And there he was, this the same guy. He was now in front of the building, you know, trying to get underneath the little overhang, but he had his blanket and sleeping bags wrapped around his dogs. And there he was, just sitting there with his jacket, just, you know, shaking. And he was all dirty, and the dogs, I could see the little heads peeking out, you know. And I'm watching from the comfort of my car in the heater, going, people just walking past him. Just walking past him. Not one person said anything to him. And I thought, how do you not notice that? Mm-hmm. You know, how do you not see this man trying to keep his dogs warm? So I got out, and I you know, just asked him, you know, kind of who he was and his dogs' names, and you know, he was a nice, friendly guy. And you know, he told me his story. You know, he said that he was originally from Kentucky, and he had some problems at home, and he had to leave. He had nowhere else to go, and he had made his way across country to California.
As she has done countless other times in her life, Ms. Torres decided to help the young man and his pitbull mixed companions, Nina and Angel.
And I said, well, I'm not leaving you here. So, went down to a hotel and asked if, you know, they could have dogs there, and came back, got them, and took them to this hotel, and didn't really know what I was going to do with them, you know, and he kept them in the hotel for a couple of weeks. You know, the word got out, you know, we started asking for help because the hotel was getting really costly, mm-hmm. and people started, you know, donating a little bit of money here and there to pay for like another night of hotel, another pizza. Mm-hmm. Bought him some clean clothes, stuff for his dogs. So he's, you know, he said he wanted to go back to Kentucky. And, so we raised a little bit of money and, drove him back to Kentucky.
Mr. Arnold is very grateful for Tia Torres's warm-hearted assistance and believes that through generous and kind people such as her, God is always taking care of him. Today he lives in a motorhome that Ms. Torres gave him.
I've been through some tough situations traveling, but I've never gone hungry. You know, in situations like when I met Tia, he didn't let me starve, he didn't let me freeze to death, I've got all my fingers and toes. You just have to ask the right questions and you have to have the right intentions. You put out positive, positive comes back.
Pit bulls are very gentle and completely devoted to their caregivers. But many people misuse this loyalty and train them to be aggressive towards other people or to participate in dogfights. However, Tia Torres knows from her own experience that these dogs can be readily rehabilitated.
The retraining process should be fairly quick, especially with the animal aggression. You know, we get a lot of ex-former fighting dogs. They're cupcakes. We have 100% success rate, let's put it that way, with our rehabilitating fighting dogs. And they're in great homes and doing wonderful things now. So it's a very good success rate.
Animal shelters often have a challenging time finding homes for pit bulls because people often mistakenly believe that the dogs must have been taught to be violent before being placed in the shelter.
The majority of pit bulls you see in the shelters are strays. They're just homeless dogs. They've done nothing wrong. They've not committed a crime. They don't have any issues. They're just homeless, you know. And the thing, too, is that people see the way they look and assume the worst.
Not content with simply rescuing pit bulls, Ms. Torres decided she wanted to help society in other ways. So in 2006, she founded the Underdogs Program, pairing up prison parolees with rescued dogs as a way for both the humans and animals to be successfully reintegrated into society. This unique program has earned Tia Torres many accolades and eventually led to the popular reality TV series Pitbulls and Parolees. How did the series begin?
It started like in 2007. Los Angeles voted us one of the 10 most important people. And they did a story on us in a magazine, and production companies started approaching us. You know, have you ever thought about a reality show? And I'm like, no. Guys coming out of prison who are having a hard time, you know, getting work, having a hard time reintegrating back into society, come work here. And the thing is, the dogs don't know they just come out of prison. The dogs don't know what tattoos are. So these men have nothing to explain or prove. You know, the dogs are just the dogs. The dogs love them. They land here, and they slowly start to find their way back into the free world.
For her altruistic spirit and efforts, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored Tia Torres with the Shining World Compassion Award and provided $10,000 for her rescue mission facility. Supreme Master Ching Hai also gifted $3,000 to Ben Arnold and his dog companions to help out with love, love, and love. Our association members visited Ms. Torres and Mr. Arnold to present the prestigious award and gifts on Supreme Master Ching Hai's behalf. Ms. Torres was given a beautifully framed personal letter from Supreme Master Ching Hai, the following of which is an excerpt.
Dear Ms. Torres, it gives us the very greatest pleasure to present to you the Shining World Compassion Award. This award is given in recognition of your kind empathy towards both human and canine underdogs. Your outstanding work in providing safety and a new life for pit bulls and parolees, as well as your selfless spirit of service, is expanding the amount of beauty and goodness on earth, and for this we are most grateful. The way you offered your generous assistance to Ben and his two pit bull mixed canine friends, Angel and Nina, is just one example of the kindness in your heart. for selflessly working to reveal the noble qualities of pit bulls and parolees, for your strength in holding on to your vision, for your wisdom, creativity, and kind-hearted generosity, and for using the gift of your life in such a remarkably useful and beneficial way, we hereby applaud and celebrate the compassionate deeds of Ms. Tia Maria Torres. With great honor, love, and blessing, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Oh my God, I'm lost. I'm very rarely lost for words, but I am. This is great. Well, this means like a lot. I mean, her words are like, whew, getting to me.
Ms. Torres then received her magnificent Crystal Award plaque and a check for $10,000 for the Rescue Center. She was also given a number of Supreme Master Ching Hai's CDs, DVDs, and books, including the number one international bestsellers, The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wilds.
Oh! Wow! I love this. I absolutely love this. Thank you so much. Oh my God, thank you so much. Wow. This is one of the cool things that's ever happened. This is great. This is gorgeous. Wow.
Ms. Torres conveyed the following thoughts about Supreme Master Ching Hai.
I feel like the woman is the strength behind a lot of what we do here. I raised my kids as a single mother, and I've raised my daughters to be strong, and this proves that once again there's another strong woman out there in this universe that's doing some good things. And I'm speechless, you know. I'm taken back that you noticed our little old Ben story, you know, and I'm just touched that you saw the good in him like I did. You know, I don't think what I did was an act of heroism. I think I did what should have been done. So I thank you for believing in him and wanting to help him like I did.
Our thanks go to you, Tia Torres, as well as to your family, the staff at the Villa Lobos Rescue Center, and to you, gentle Ben Arnold, for your kindness to all beings. Your lives are shining examples of love in action and models for us all. May heaven bless you and all your pit bull friends and grant you great success in all your future noble endeavors. For more information on the Villa Lobos Rescue Center, please visit www.vrcpitbull.net. Find out more about the Pit Bulls and Parolees TV series at www.animal.discovery.com/TV/pitbulls-and-parolees. Gentle viewers, thank you for watching this edition of the Shining World Award series. May all the world's animals and humans enjoy eternal lives of dignity and freedom.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.